Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to comment a little more on what Jean Vauclair said. It's very, very important. She makes an interesting comparison. The Republican Party, there's two things to keep in mind. One is, when it comes to the slaughter that happened at Uvalde, the slaughter that happened in Buffalo just a week or two, a couple of weeks ago, the slaughter at that Sandy Hook and all of these, the Republican Party has obstructed any solution whatsoever. They have talking points. They distribute them, just like Alec distributes talking points for legislation to every legislature. And the talking points go somewhere like this. And Robin Voss in Wisconsin or Ted Cruz in Texas said exactly the same thing. You ask them, what are you going to do about it? And what measure are you going to take? And they go, you're just politicizing this. You're asking me a political question. As if that's wrong, bad, or even truthful. It's what are you going to do? They deflect. And here's the thing. You have got to outlaw AR-15s and weapons like that that are military weapons. There is a distinction in the Second Amendment nowadays, and frankly, throughout the last 100 years, on military weapons being accessible by civilians and civilian weapons. What do I mean by that? What do I mean the last 100 years? Because in the 1930s, they outlawed machine guns. Now, can you get a machine gun? Actually, you can, but the application process is harder than getting into the CIA. They'll say, why do you need the machine gun? What are you going to do it for, or use it for? In other words, it's a military weapon. If you said, I want to get nuclear weapons, you can't get them. Biological, chemical weapons, you can't get them legally. Shoulder-held missile launchers, you can't get them. Why should you be able to get an AR-15, which is more lethal than a machine gun was in the 1930s? That's number one. Number two, what the Republicans are obstructing is not just that. And by the way, those weapons, those assault rifles, were outlawed in 1994. But Bill Clinton could only manage to get a 10-year ban on them, and that was withdrawn in 2004. And in 1994 to 2004, mass shootings went down. They went down. Now, what the Republicans are also obstructing is not just that military weapons shouldn't be in civilian hands. They're also obstructing, should there even be background checks or red flag laws? If you have a mentally ill relative as guns, can you go to a judge and say, please take them from him, let us take them from him while he gets help? Can't do that right now. And background checks. You can have gun shows at midnight in a parking lot. Buy whatever you want, no background check. The Republican Party is standing in the way of that. The leadership of the party is also standing in the way of stopping Putin's slaughter in Ukraine. And he is slaughtering people on a mass basis. He is committing genocide. Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, even Crooked Mike Pompeo spoke out for Putin. Josh Hawley has spoken out for Putin. The Republican Party not only refuses to stop mass slaughter, the Republican Party in their public statements, many of them, not all, the average Republican is a good person, just like the average Democrat. I serve with guys in the Navy in both parties, good folks, good shipmates. But the fact is the leadership, it's a cancerous leadership in the Republican Party. So, Gene, thanks for calling in and making that terrific comparison. We're going back to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's up, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. One thing I wanted to mention is I think the formula issue that's going on has been covered wrong in the media. Yes, there's issues with it, but it's really a story about anti-competitive behavior. So when you look at the industry, there's only, you know, 3 to 5 players. It's an oligopoly that owns everything. And you don't hear any talk of that in the media. It's just, oh, gosh, how did this happen? Well, in the supply chain, you only have a handful of manufacturers, and it's not really a competitive environment. But going back to some of the earlier points made, really, you know, the Republican Party in its form now is a party without a platform. All they're about is holding on to power. You know, with the gun issue, any kind of meaningful solution, whether it's, you know, they say mental health, but then you have Greg Abbott in Texas, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene, when bills come up to vote to provide more mental health, they vote them down. So their actions aren't consistent with their words. And really, the more I analyze them, the more I think they're an anti-freedom death cult. And what I mean by that is they want to control every aspect of people's lives. They want to control what your kids can learn in school and what's talked about. They're willing to give school teachers handguns, but they're not willing to give them funding, you know, for education. You know, I was listening right to the president of Madison Teacher Board. He's saying, you know, funding for guns, but not for curriculum or for food for some of the kids that, you know, actually they don't have enough at home and they get a lot of the nutrition through school. You look at that. You look at the way they're trying to control women's bodies. You look at the way they're trying to control anyone that doesn't agree with them, you know, based on, you know, their views that isn't aligned. They feel like those people shouldn't be able to vote as though they're some kind of second-class citizen. And then you just look at the carnage, you know, the Ukraine and the gun issue where any kind of meaningful reform is off the table. So I think we really need to brand them as an anti-freedom death cult, because that's really what they're about when you look at their actions.
That's a fascinating insight. And it reminds me of something that I'd said before, that they are drifting to fascism and that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Because as you know, fascism is not an ideology. It's not an ideology. It's solely to hold on to power by any means. And that was true of Nazi fascism, communist fascism, all fascism. Basically, it's a cult frequently around an individual like Trump. But even if it's not around an individual, it's around a concept of let's hold on to power and without regard to what we have to do with it or out regard to any issues. And the Republican Party is drifting to fascism, slowly into fascism. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Certainly not Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, and probably not Mitt Romney, but many of them. Excellent insight, Robert. Thanks for calling. Lines are live. We're going to you in order quickly. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, it's always sad when CJ brings up the Mueller report, because actually what the Mueller report did not clear Donald Trump. I mean, that he didn't dive into it, because it did. You know, there was connections between Trump and Russia. You know, by Trump's own family's admission, there was connections between Trump and Russia. And this whole crap about Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that, it was actually Republicans that started the whole investigation into Trump over his misdealings and misdeeds, and Hillary Clinton simply took it over. If you have indications that a man like Donald Trump is doing this, that kind of thing, you're going to actually try to use that information, because Hillary Clinton was not in office at the time during that election. She was fully within her rights to do opposition research on Donald Trump or whoever else, you know, she was running against. This whole, you know, without using, you know the connections with the Russian government, apparently, as Trump probably did, because Bill Barr quashed that report. He smothered what should have come out, because he misled the American people when he said, "Oh, nothing to see here. Let's look away from this." I mean, it is just, you know, CJ grasped onto the stuff. He grasped onto this and grasped onto that, and he never directly answers the question. And he usually starts out giving the whole litany, calling us, you know, Marxist, socialist, Leninist, communist, and all this. Well, the solution,
you know, Mark, you're making an excellent point. No, you're making an excellent point, and I want to just highlight it. And I'm going to boil it down to this. Why are we giving Gableman and John Durham taxpayer money? Why are we doing that? With Gableman, we talked about that a ton. He's just investigating girls' private lives now for whatever interest he has in that. But Durham's the same way. He brought this Sussman, which was a case, which thin is a polite way of putting it. And the jury came back fairly quickly and said, innocent. Why is the clown permitted to get a budget? Why is the clown Durham permitted to get a salary at our expense to freelance and just try to say that Trump had nothing to do with Russia? Trump had plenty to do with Russia. We know he had plenty to do with Russia. And, you know, my Voss is the guy that controls the purse strings on Gabelman, unfortunately. But Merrick Garland controls the purse strings on Durham. Merrick, yank him. Are you kidding me? If the shoe were on the other foot, you think Trump would then pay for a guy to just freelance and investigate him? Okay, you let him go to a certain point and there's an acquittal. And now the guy's there stroking his little goat-like beard and going, well, I'm going to sniff some more. Well, no, you're not going to sniff anymore. You are not going to sniff anymore. Thanks a lot for calling. And then quick, we're going to David of Mequon. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's a little frustrating on many levels to hear the mudslinging. And what I mean by that is I think there's more common ground between the two parties than people realize. That being said, there's no question that both sides have some loony bins on both sides. And I think we have to acknowledge that, okay, you know what? Republicans have got some really bad people, and so do the Democrats. And at the end of the day, we have to realize and what this is the reason why we're in the pickle that we're in. Because of it's been so polarized, we're missing the main objective, which is how do we do better for everybody? And I think we have to realize that going forward, that if we're to make, inroads, we have to take a little bit, give a little bit on each side. We do have extreme ideas on both sides of the aisle. And unfortunately, what's happening is the middle ground is being lost. And because of that, this is what you see as a result, which is a completely divided country, into where you end up having way over here, way over there, and if you're not, forget about you. And I just think that's, I'm glad you allow people with different viewpoints come on your show, because I think it's imperative to hear different viewpoints. But at the end of the day, I do think there has to be a better workability.
Thank you, David. That's a profound point. I've got to go to a break. I'm going to get back to comment on yours, and then there's other callers on the line I'm going to take in order. Appreciate your call in. Very good comment. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.